USA Radio News.
A police officer is in critical condition after a shooting at a Chicago hospital. The shooter is dead and at least three others are in critical condition. This eyewitness was at the hospital. She joins WBBM-TV.
So I ran back into the building and say, they shooting outside. Next thing you know, we get Cole Silver called over the intercom. That means lock yourself where you are.
The death toll of California's wildfires has risen to at least 77, while the number of people unaccounted for has dropped to right around 1,000. Authorities are now concerned that rain later this week could hinder the search and cause mudslides. Mike Moeller is CAL FIRE's Director of Communications.
In anticipation of the weather, we create what we call inundation maps. We start to structure the hillsides so we do not get that runoff.
That audio courtesy of Fox News, the Dow lost 395 points and closed the day at 25,017. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Chef Tony Fiallo, Director of Culinary Innovation at Boston Market, here to share tips and many ways to help you get Thanksgiving dinner done right. One of our popular complete holiday meal options is a whole roasted turkey meal for 12, which is a great buy at $119.99. It's fully cooked and includes all of the holiday staples. We've got your turkey, your mashed potatoes and gravy, wonderful cranberry walnut relish, our home-style stuffing, our spinach artichoke dip with crackers, can't forget the rolls, and of course the two pies. All you have to do is simply reheat and serve when you're ready. You can select and order this complete holiday meal and others on bostonmarket.com and either pick it up in the restaurant prior to the holiday or have it shipped and delivered direct to your door the week of Thanksgiving. If you choose to have your meal shipped directly to you, just be sure to place your order at bostonmarket.com by November 18th. Nearly all of our Boston Market locations will be open on Thanksgiving Day in case you need to pick up an extra entree, side, appetizer, or pie. And we'll be serving up a traditional plated meal in restaurant all day for anyone who would like to join us.
Chris Watts, a Colorado man who pleaded guilty to killing his pregnant wife, unborn son, and two daughters, was sentenced to life in prison. Watts was sentenced nearly 2 weeks after pleading guilty to avoid the death penalty. Billionaire businessman Michael Bloomberg has made a huge donation to his college alma mater. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes reports.
The $1.8 billion donation to Johns Hopkins University is to be used exclusively for financial aid. He says he wants the university to be completely need-blind, meaning it won't have to consider the financial situation of applicants. Bloomberg says in a statement, quote, America's at its best when we reward people based on the quality of their work, not the size of their pocketbook. Bloomberg graduated from Johns Hopkins in 1964. He's worth an estimated $51 billion.
In Monday Night Football action, the 9-1 Los Angeles Rams host the 9-1 Kansas City Chiefs. Kickoff is just after 8 o'clock Eastern Time. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
A recent study came out and said between student loans, credit cards, and other expenses, many millennials are deep in debt. Millennials carry a debt of, on average, around $36,000 and spend around 34% of their monthly income trying to pay that off. Chris Hogan is author of the book Everyday Millionaires. He was on Fox News and explains why he believes people are okay with debt.
Well, people have become numb to debt. It's become a way of life. It's normal. You know, the average credit card debt's hovering around $16,000 per household. And so it's scary. And when people have this appetite for debt, they just keep spending and spending. And let's be honest, this holiday season, this isn't when people catch up on their debt or pay it down. This is typically when people add to it because they're buying with money they don't have. Mm-hmm. And this is alarming.
Hogan next talks about how he believes you can get out of debt.
Well, we first have to make a decision. Understand that debt's not your friend. It's a threat to your now as well as your future. So let's get out of the debt. Let's attack it. So list your debt smallest to biggest. We call it the debt snowball. Just write it down, smallest to biggest. And I want you to make minimum payments on all the other debts except for the little one. I want you to attack it, Ainsley. I want people to sell some stuff, take on an extra job, attack that debt. And this is all debt except for your mortgage. If you do this, you'll take back control, and eventually when you pay off the debt, you'll give yourself a raise because you get to keep more of your money with you.
Please remember, you can always check us out online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.